As most of you know, soon I'm going to be a dad, and I am so looking forward to that. But one of the amazing things about becoming a dad is that you start to think about things with a level of clarity in certain areas that you've never thought of before. And for me, this has been very true in one particular area. You see, throughout pregnancy, and even before that actually, because we wanted to be prepared, Sarah and I started reading the book called Child Guidance, and it has been a brilliant book. We read Adventist Home before that, and that was really good, but I found Child Guidance to be way more practical, and I just found it personally very helpful, even for me as a person, regardless of whether I'm becoming a dad or not. And so I'm a firm believer that everyone should read that anyway. But in doing that, one of the concepts that became very clear was that when she says, "You must not allow this characteristic to appear in your children because it's going to ruin their adult life." When you're reading it, you go, "Yeah, that's right. That is. I'm going to protect my kids from that. That's absolutely on the priority list." Then you realize you do it yourself. And her very next statement is usually something along the lines of, "But you cannot expect this from your children if you are not living it yourself." And when you read that, that drops the bomb, you know, and you look at the rest of the areas of your life and you say, "Yeah, I see that in my life. I don't want that in my life because I don't want to give that to my kids. That's a legacy that I don't want to provide." And so it is a really interesting process to approach fatherhood and be thinking about this. As a matter of fact, it's not even that book alone that's been doing that. I read another book earlier this year. It was a small book. I can't remember the name of it. I'm looking at my bookshelf trying to see it, but I can't see the title. Anyway, it was by John Maxwell, and he's talking about the different qualities, and this particular book was a leadership book. It was talking about the different qualities that are required for leadership, and the very first one says, "Leadership of anything, be it your family unit, or be it your business, or be it your church, whatever it is, the very first thing you need to get right is your character, because that's the foundation for every other quality. And if your foundation is cracked, the entire structure will come crumbling down. It may not be today. You may have extreme success, but at some point, it's going to crack and it's going to crumble and your life is going to be in ashes. So you must work on your character first. You must have integrity first." And that really affected me. But then when I read Child Guidance and I saw the rest of that there, and I started to see things in my own life that were legacies that I didn't want to pass on, it really caused a lot of very keen awareness about what I was doing, when I was doing, and why I was doing it. And I guess what I'm sharing today is just the value of that. If I'm sure some of the people that I'm listening to perhaps don't have kids or aren't even married yet, but for you, it's all the more important to get a start on that now to make it easier later. For those of you who have already had kids, or may have already had grandkids or even great-grandkids, that doesn't mean that, it's too late now. You can still develop those areas of your life because it makes your life better. And if you've already had kids, wouldn't you like to be handing a really positive character on to your grandchildren or even your great-grandchildren? And so it's something that we all can benefit from. But I just wanted to share that with you because it's been something that's been on my mind. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you all soon.